In her journey toward holiness, Saint Faustina Kowalska had a vision of Saint Therese of Lisieux. She repeatedly asked Saint Therese if she herself would become a saint. Saint Therese responded, "Yes, but you must trust in the Lord Jesus." A central part of both the little way of Saint Therese and the Divine Mercy devotion is trust. Saint Faustina's mission includes helping us to trust. She wrote in her diary, "O doubting souls, I will draw aside for you the veils of heaven to convince you of God's goodness, so that you will no longer continue to wound with your distrust the sweetest heart of Jesus. God is love and mercy." A key part of the devotion to Divine Mercy is the image that's here in our sanctuary. The light rays coming from the Sacred Heart depict the blood and water that poured from his wounded side in St. John's Gospel. They represent the sacraments of baptism in blue and the Eucharist in red. When we pray before this image, we say, "Jesus, I trust in you." Today's gospel reading illustrates the need for trust in God and in God's church. When the other disciples tell Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," he responds, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger into the nail marks and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." The disciples had all abandoned the Lord in his passion and felt guilty, disappointed, and confused. But meeting them, Jesus did not give a long sermon. To them who were wounded by witnessing his passion and death, he shows his own wounds. Thomas can now touch them and know of Jesus' love and how much Jesus had suffered for him. Jesus did this, even though Thomas and the others had abandoned him. In these wounds, Thomas touches with his hands God's tender closeness. Thomas arrived late, but once he received mercy, he overtook the other disciples. He believed not only in the resurrection, but in the boundless love of God. And he makes the most simple and beautiful profession of faith: "My Lord and my God." Here is the resurrection of the disciple. It is accomplished when his frail and wounded humanity enters into that of Jesus. Through trust in Jesus, every doubt is resolved. Through trust in Jesus, God becomes my God. Through trust in Jesus, we begin to accept ourselves and to love life as it is. We too are invited into God's mercy. Addressing Thomas, Jesus issued this beatitude: "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." Our trust and our faith are intimately linked together. We've all learned about God's mercy through the testimony of his church. St. Peter wrote this in our second reading today: "Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet believe in him. You rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Our souls are saved by trusting in the greatness of God's mercy. This mercy has a truly unbelievable property. The more we give it away, the more we receive. St. John Paul II's encyclical letter, Divus in Misericordia, meaning rich in mercy, culminates in a call from the Pope to all of us who cry out for mercy, even with loud cries. Specifically, we are to cry out for mercy in the name of those who don't believe there is a God and who don't know there is mercy. We are to cry out for mercy in the face of the evils we see all around us. We are to cry out for mercy in the midst of our own personal sins. The great Jubilee year of 2000 was a year of mercy, and the mercy of that year particularly abounded on April 30th, the first Divine Mercy Sunday. On that joyful day, Pope John Paul II canonized St. Faustina, passed the message of Divine Mercy on to the new millennium, and gave an amazing homily about the gentle face of Christ that is depicted in the image of Divine Mercy. He also commended us the consoling prayer, "Jesus, I trust in you," and declared Divine Mercy Sunday an official feast of the Church. The Pope said it was the happiest day of his life. In his homily for Divine Mercy Sunday in 2020, Pope Francis repeated a story shared by Saint Faustina. At one time, the saint, with satisfaction, told Jesus that she had offered him all of her life and all that she had. But Jesus' answer stunned her. "You have not offered me the thing that is truly yours." What had the holy nun kept for herself? Jesus said to her in kindness, "My daughter, give me your failings." We too can ask ourselves, "Have I given my failings to the Lord? Have I let him see me fall so he can raise me up? Or is there something I still keep inside me? A sin? A regret from the past? A wound that I have inside? A grudge against someone? An idea about a particular person?" The Lord waits for us to offer him our failings so that he can help us experience his mercy. It is difficult to acknowledge our failings. We truly need the grace of God to accomplish this difficult task. One of the ways in which we may all have overlooked our failings is the way in which we fail to act with mercy toward others. When we offer everything, especially our failings, to the Lord, we've truly prayed, "Jesus, I trust in you."